Okay, now let's see itinerary planning. Planning itineraries takes a lot of destination research, geographical skills, and a thorough knowledge of the client's needs, interests, and desires. It is one of the most exciting, creative, and challenging tasks for a travel professional. Why? Because he has to know that if I'm going to do this area, where are the places I can go? What would be of interest to the customer? What are the attractions? What is the sightseeing? What will the client like about these places? You have to sit and plan. It's very exciting. For example, if you were to do the Golden Triangle, he'll want to visit Amritsar, Jaipur. He'll want to go to Agra, see the Taj Mahal. So he'll want to probably go and buy shoes in the Agra market. So it's all these factors which you need to keep into mind, which is very exciting work for a guy who's planning the entire tour. An itinerary should be logical, interesting, and sequential planning of all elements of a trip: transportation, accommodations, sightseeing, visits to attractions, meals, etc. You could happen to have a local meal. Every city, every country has something special about it. You need to know what could be exciting, what would be fun, what would be lovely. So you have to be able to provide all that. The destinations are drawn as a map on the paper and a route developed. Travel time and distance should be established. Activities and sightseeing to be shown en route also to be planned. What you can show them on route while on your way. When you come to the city, that's a different factor, but also on the way, if there's something to be seen, you can plan that as well. Some basic guidelines to be followed when planning our itineraries are known as the PRIDE, Technique of Itinerary Planning. Let's see and study what PRIDE is all about. The pace. Pacing is how quickly or slowly the itinerary moves. The pace should be comfortable or the trip not overburdened. It should not be overburdened. The road journey should not be for more than 2 hours at a stretch and provide comfortable stops at level. Somebody wants to use the washroom. Somebody wants to wash your face, get some water, get something to eat, some snacks. So you should be able to make sure that you have everything along the way, which are the restaurants along the way on that highway, probably. You have to know all this. The total hours of travel in a day should not exceed 4 to 5 hours. Probably people don't travel that much. Maybe it could be 7-8 hours if the customer is okay with it. If the terrain is mountainous or rough, shorten the driving day because it can be very extremely tiring and daunting for the customer. Routing. Plan both an interesting and efficient routing. The route should be scenic but also practical. Beware of backtracking or driving around in circle unless very essential for flight connection. Example A for Delhi, Jaipur, Agra, Khajuraho, VNS and Delhi. Again, Varanasi, that's Varanasi. Delhi, Jaipur, Agra, Khajuraho, Varanasi, Delhi. So you are making a trip through all these places. Interest. The itinerary should meet the needs and wants and include destination as per that. The sightseeing, attractions and planned activities should be planned accordingly of those interests. You know, what could be of interest to that place where you're going. You have to, if you're going to Agra, you're not going to show the Taj Mahal. Obviously, it's not sightseeing because you're failing to see one of the most beautiful things in the world. There should be a good balance of various type of activities into the tour. Example, a visit to the historic site or museum. Shopping and fun time in the evening. It should be a combination of both. Details, run the day-to-day itinerary many times over. Check the closure days and timings and special events for the attraction that you have planned. Also check about the entry fees for Indians and foreigners, and they can be pre-booked. Energy. The pace and level activities that will be included in the itinerary should be as per the ages of the passenger traveler. You can't have senior citizens and make them run around everywhere. They'll get tired. Considering the senior citizens, small children in the group while walking tours, provide for wheelchairs or small cars for senior citizens. At high altitudes, care should also be taken about the health conditions of the passengers. Travel professionals are called upon every day to plan, create and stimulate itineraries for their clients, and they can use the PRIDE technique in planning good itineraries. To plan the itineraries, the different resources that can be used are government, tourist offices like Rajasthan Tourism Board, travel guide books, journals, magazines, airlines and railway websites, hotels and destination management company websites, archaeological survey, forest department websites, atlas and maps and distance charts, Google Earth and various search engines. This is for your learning, for your planning, for your study, what best you can give your customer. Cost is the total of all expenses and includes the amount of resources that has to be incurred while creating a product. The calculation of the correct cost is essential to price the products accordingly. Calculating the cost of a tour is a sum total of many different elements, like we said earlier, and hence a lot of details go into pricing itineraries. There are two types of cost included in a tour cost: fixed and variable cost. Remains the fixed cost remains fixed and irrespective of the number of passengers. Even the tour is cancelled, the cost has been incurred. Example, tour manager's salary, advertising cost, cost of printing the brochures, these are fixed cost. Direct and indirect cost varies as per the number of passengers, and that will go on the tour. For example, sightseeing tours to be booked, hotel rooms, meals, etc. So some people drop out. There's a difference in the cost. The components in the tour cost are hotel cost, meals cost, travel and transportation cost, air, fast but expensive, rail, slow but cheaper, road, flexible and expensive, cruises, sightseeing and entry fees, marketing costs, advertising and promotion cost, administration cost, and miscellaneous fees. So all these components have to be taken into account when you are planning a package tour. The tour of all the above components, the total of all the above components is the cost of the package, but this is not simple as it looks. The various tourism components are not produced in the tour offices companies, and the agency has no control over them. The costing of the tour should be as per the market trends and should be finalized only of the market survey. You might remove a cost for an area which is 1,20,000. There are others who are doing it for 90,000. Your tour will not sell. You have to be careful to see you give them a very good rating and a very good price. The product manager should negotiate and get the best value of money deals from the airlines, hotels and other suppliers, transfer, sightseeing guides, all others. This has to be well planned and done month before the actual product is out in the market. The travel manager should be clearly able to identify these costs and define a tour cost. He should be able to do so to understand the various components that have to be included in calculating the tour costing. You have to keep into mind that all the costs that define a tour cost have to be kept in mind, not leaving aside anything, and they are included in calculating the cost. Now, cost that has to be paid to reserve a hotel room. Special group rates have to be negotiated with the hotels because you're giving them big numbers, bulk numbers. So obviously you want better discount because then you will offer them to the customers. A minimum deposit has to be paid to guarantee the special tariffs. Costings are done in a year in advance to consider. And you have to consider currency fluctuation, demand and supply scenario. The basic tour cost in the package is on twin sharing basis, two people sharing a room. A single room supplement is added or a reduction on a triple sharing. Now let's see, tour for 3 nights, 4 days package. Cost per person on twin sharing is 22,099 rupees. Single person supplement is 25,199. Cost per person on triple sharing is 20,099 rupees. And child with bed is 15,999. So these are the four different costings that you can get over here. Per person, single person supplement, cost per person on triple sharing. So these are the costs that you get. Now if you see over here, single person is 25,000, cost per person on triple sharing is 20,000. There's a difference of 5,000. Why? Because three people are using just one room. So obviously if you're getting a benefit, you pass it on to the customer. The continental plan, the CP, includes a continental breakfast. A continental breakfast normally consists of coffee or tea, juice and bread. The American plan means that the quoted rate includes three meals a day, breakfast, lunch and dinner, also referred to as full board. Then the modified American plan, MAP, means that the quoted rate includes two meals a day, including breakfast, and either lunch or dinner, any one of them, also known as a half board. Now bed and breakfast, a type of lodging that is smaller than a hotel and maybe in a private residence licensed for guests. You can go to guest house, stay there, you get breakfast with a bed. The term can also describe a rate plan at a traditional hotel which includes breakfast. So continental plan is usually inclusive of breakfast with the stay. The travel and transportation cost will include all the cost for all types of transportation. It includes air travel, airport pickup and drop, local sightseeing, any intercity travel by coaches, any train travel included in the itinerary. Now see, the travel and transportation cost is not an airline. It's the transportation that will take from the airport to the hotel. Then you're going to do sightseeing. you're going to go sightseeing from one place to another in probably some cars or coaches. That also is a transportation cost which you have to keep into account. The tour company will have to pay a deposit to block the group on a particular date as the fare changes over a period of time. So if he's going to have a group coming on the 21st of November to Jaipur, he wants to do sightseeing in the whole city, he has to reserve an AC coach. He'll have to do it months in advance because it's the season time. So if he doesn't do that, he will not get a bus and a coach, and you're not giving the full service. So that is essential to be done when you're planning any tours with specific dates. The land cost varies, depends on the type of vehicle used. It is a fixed cost, careful selection of the vehicle and optimized cost. The land cost must be on private transfer or seat in on coach basis. So please be careful that whenever you're doing costing, it is very important to see that you can get the best possible rate. Don't think that it's going to be expensive and nice. No, you can work around it. You can get a good cost if the planning is done well in advance. Now, sightseeing and entrance fees. These are costs incurred to both attraction, to book attractions, and sightseeing tours at the destination. Sightseeing are chosen depending on the interest of the group and age group, like children or senior citizens. The cost will include the entry tickets, the guide charges, any other charges like bus rides, theme park rides, tickets, etc. All those are taken into account for sightseeing. A good strategy is to keep some essential sightseeing as a part of the package and keep some as optional. Adult shows like Lido Show, Alcazar and Tiffany are always optional because they are a different kind of people. You don't want to have an adult show if there are too many youngsters or too many children. Administrative costs. Let's look at this. Cost of the services of the tour manager has to be built in the tour package. Local guides required at places like historical sites, wildlife sanctuaries, all these are administrative costs because these are services which are administered by people. English-speaking and foreign language license guides are provided by the tourism offices and the charges are fixed. For full-day guides, night halt and outstation, charges may also apply. Other indirect administrative expenses need to be accounted for. Cost for stationery and printing expense, salary of the product development teams, legal charges, distribution cost, any commission to agents, all these are to be taken into account. The costing managers generally add a small percentage of the cost to the cost of the one package tour to be able to remove the cost of all these administrative people who are there behind the planning of the tour. Now, marketing cost. It includes cost incurred for advertising, promotional activities, market research, and salaries of the sales staff. The costs are shared, have to be shared on a percentage basis among all the tour products. Special products are marketed separately. The cost of the marketing has to be accounted in this tour cost. Miscellaneous cost. Costs that can't be stated upon any head, like cultural shows, any type of entertainment. Taxes such as airport taxes, toll taxes, and bank and currency conversion charges. These are miscellaneous cost. It can be different sometimes. So you have to take that into account. After adding all these costs, the price are finalized for the tour and the group size is then fixed. Pricing the tours. Setting prices for tourism business is a strong mix of marketing strategy and financial analysis. There is no fixed formula for developing pricing for package tours. There can be none because the pricing can change. The hotel can charge a different rate. The transporters can say our prices have increased. You cannot have a fixed cost. To arrive at a profitable level, it is important to understand the break-even point of the tour. Break-even point is a level of activity where revenue will exactly equal total cost, so there is neither profit nor loss. For example, you made a tour for 50 people to make a profit. But you know that if 30 come, I'll break even. I'll pay this much and I'll get back this much. So then what happens is, you then will be able to recover the cost if there are 30 people. That has to be kept into mind. With higher sales, the company makes a profit, and with lower sales, it suffers a loss. It can be easily calculated using arithmetic formulas. The pricing can be fixed after arriving at the break-even figure. Once you arrive at the break-even figure, then you can decide what is going to be a good amount of money to charge or a decent amount of money to be able to break even and to make a profit. Getting your pricing right is a key requirement for the success of the tour. Please remember that. The price should be set according to the competitor's pricing. The level that you target your market is prepared to pay. The cost of distribution, commissions built into the overall price. Fixed and variable cost. Seasonality. the profit margins are fixed as per the company policy. Per person pricing, a set price per person, example, adult and children prices. Options may include an adult on twin sharing or triple sharing basis, child and child no bed and single sharing. You know, you can have a child or you can without a child. If there's a child with no bed, that's another option that you get. Per unit pricing, a set price for one unit of the product. Price per night, this is the standard way to sum. That you go 6 nights per night, this is the cost. Pricing strategy is made up of our firing components, rack rates. All package tools should have a rack rate. This is the full rate or the maximum rate before any discounts are applied. Then, seasonal pricing. Travel products are season in nature, so you mix of pricing throughout the year to cover low, high, and shoulder seasons. And you can have the standard way for tourism business to meet the different levels or differing levels of demand due to that time of the year. In some year time of the year, it could be off-season. Sometime it could be on-season. So you have to be able to know how to do the pricing, seasonal pricing. Last-minute pricing. Tourism products are perishable, and a common method to offset that is for airlines and hotels to sell the hotel rooms or airline seats at discounted price and does not apply to tour packages. It is used to get last-minute bookings. Last-minute pricing is basically discounting daily. Tourism products are perishable and common method. Remember, once your room is gone, it's gone. Once your seat is gone, it's gone. You cannot replenish. And hotel, you have to sell the room. So a discounted price will help. But then you have to see that you give the best price to all. It does not apply to tour packages. It usually gets to last-minute bookings. Last-minute pricing is basically discounting daily. Now, you know, I made package. 1,12,000 rupees. Out of 50 seats, I have 46 seats. I want to sell 4 more seats. What will I do? If I want to sell 4 more seats, I will try to see that I try and get them at the best possible price, that is the rate. But if I cannot, then what will I say? Okay, I want these 4 seats, 1,12,000, I cut it down. I bring it to 1,05,000. I sold 2 seats for 1,05,000. I still have 2 seats left. What do? I say, if these people come without telling the others, I'll give it at 1,03,000. You're making it 2,000 even lesser. So you're trying to get all those people because they will all be traveling in the same bus. They will all be going at the same time. They will all be having food. And it is all inclusive. So you want to sell your seat and not waste that because you've given a minimum guarantee. So you want to make profits. Pricing strategies. The pricing strategies that a company follows depends on its policy and management decision. Some common strategies for pricing the tours are. What are the strategies? Market-led pricing. Company accepts the price which competitors are charging for a product and then prices its product at the same level or slightly lower in order to get an advantage of the other. Cost-plus pricing. Popular in travel and tourism, particularly small to medium-sized business, that is relatively easy to introduce and to manage. Add up the costs. Then add a markup as a profit margin. Take the cost price and add the same percentage markup to all items. Example 50%. If I'm getting cost of 100 rupees, I'll put 150 rupees. I'm getting cost of 200 rupees, I'll put 300 rupees. So that's how you work a model. That's the minimum costing that you do. Absorption pricing method of pricing in which all costs are recovered. The price of the product includes the variable cost of each item plus a proportionate amount of the fixed cost. So this is absorption pricing method in which all costs have to be recovered, whether they are variable, whether they are fixed, and plus you have to take any other miscellaneous cost into account. All those are known as absorption pricing. Now, dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is a pricing for the online business and done in real time. The pricing strategy is driven by the market supply and demand. Dynamic pricing considers factors such as customer intelligence, profiling and segmentation of the information into the pricing model and decisions. Customer demand patterns and trends, competitor pricing and other factors that may affect the supply and demand. These are analytics-driven decisions, which are a combination of automation and real-time information. You have a real-time information. You know that this is going to be a time where I am going to be able to make more money. So you go to do that because you know even your competitors are charging more. And probably you decide that this is a time for me to be very aggressive and give a very cutthroat price so that I may get a share of the market. You're going to do that. Discounting. Discounts are unavoidable in the tour package segments. The demand for discounts is often met by offering to groups of 5 and above cannot go below a certain level where it becomes difficult to come back to normal rack rates or the quality will suffer. If you go too below the rack rate, then it becomes a problem because then the quality somewhere tends to suffer because you can't give the best. So you keep a certain rate which is in competition with the market, don't go down so that you may be able to give a very good service. It's a very important factor. Cost plus pricing method. Add all the fixed cost to the variable cost to arrive at the net cost. This cost is the cost incurred for running the tour at zero profits. That's total cost. Net tour cost is fixed cost plus variable cost into estimated number of people, packs. Example for 3-night Singapore package. What do we see? 3 nights people on twin sharing. Cost in rupees 3,500. Per person cost is 3,500. Bombay, Singapore, Bombay air tickets 10,000. This is also per person cost 10,000. Miscellaneous 1,500, 1,500. Fixed cost manager marketing 15,000. Group of 3,500. Per person cost is 500. Now, net 15,500, the cost over here. Cost plus price, 15% add on this cost, 17,825. This is the cost that you arrive at after adding 15%. So cost plus price, this is how you work it out. You see what is your paying cost in Indian rupees. You add 15%, you take the group also, you add. So what you get? 17,825. The net is 15,500. So you are trying to see that you make some kind of a money or profit on your entire package. Tour and travel vouchers. A voucher is a small printed piece of paper that entitles the holder to a discount or that may exchange for goods or services. A tour voucher are documents issued by the tour operators to be exchanged for accommodations, meals, sightseeing and other services mentioned on the voucher. A voucher is a bond which is worth a certain monetary value and which can be redeemed against certain goods and services. It is similar to a receipt and is used as evidences to confirm that the payment has been made and services as mentioned in the vouchers are confirmed and you can avail of them. Vouchers are legal documents making both the payee and payer liable in case of any discrepancies. It is paid for, so you have to be able to honor the voucher. While writing a tour itinerary or detailed day-wise account of any tour, some points should be kept in mind. Include all the minute details, check for spelling errors, and include some pictures of the tour along with the hotel picture. The day-wise details with the flight arrival timings and departure timings. The number of meals for the day that are included. The hotel details and the number of nights at each location. The hotel with its location and categories. The tour cost includes box with specifications of all inclusions. And the tour does not include box specifications of all conclusions and direct payments and stating that is extremely important. But you need to have a tour which gives you all kinds of payment specifications before you leave for the tour. You can't have it something later unless it's due to a natural disaster, some natural calamity or some things beyond your personal control. Cost of the optional tours should be stated separately. The details of the sightseeing included along with some time spent. The booking terms and payment schedule. You book, I'm booking this for June in March. Let's say, sir, pay 50% now, pay the rest in May, and your booking is confirmed. Cancellation policy with all cancellation charges. Any special requirements, you have to ask. Visa requirements and other documentation for the tour rules for any tips to porters. Camera charges, dressing, other location-specific details. Have to be very careful to see all this is kept in mind. Always mention that the rates are subject to change because of any change in fares, currency fluctuation, fuel hikes. It can always happen. You did the booking in March. The fuel has gone up in April. So has transportation cost. So you have to see that you keep everything in mind when you do the booking and say it could be subject to last minute, any last minute problems that can happen. Thank you.